Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, we'll start off taking a little bit of a look back here at last week. Home game, first home game of the year against Kemper Catholic. Sounded like your guys started the game well. Second half didn't quite finish it off. Made some mistakes, and ultimately another good team takes advantage of those, and that's how the game came out for you.
Fidamity did a great job at quarterback for him in the second half when they started airing the ball out more. We kind of didn't communicate very well in our coverages. We were not sound. We're not in the right spot, and they took advantage of it. Overall, I thought we played a pretty good game. We had some turnovers late, but you can't have three fumbles, two lost, and an interception, and the other team only has one to really expect to win that. Our kids played better. Our run defense was good. We just didn't play a complete game there in the defensive secondary that we look to shore up this week and grow and get better as we go on through the season.
I guess, not too dissimilar from, week number one. It sounds like you did some things you're really proud of, and then just had, a few breakdowns and things that you know you can correct. It's just a matter of going out there, putting in the work to get that done.
Yeah, Monday's meetings, I start off the meeting where I actually said I was sick and tired of saying, you played good, but it wasn't good enough. That we're kind of at the point that we talked about, this is not where you want to be in the season. We had higher hopes. We were kind of frustrated, but you got to keep grinding. We got to keep getting better. It's a tale of two seasons. We can right the ship right now, and we got two games with Shan Ballard before we start district play. That's when stuff really matters. Not that these games don't matter. You want to win them all, but if you lose every non-district game and you win all the districts, you make the playoffs. That it's top two seeds in the district get a go, and our district's really good, so we want to make sure that we're finishing the non-district schedule strong. We're shoring up all those mistakes and righting the ship for when district play starts up here in a couple weeks.
And I guess is some of that focus here this week and preparation here for Shenandoah kind of been a little bit on that defensive side, some of those areas where you maybe didn't have as much experience and you're kind of still learning and making sure everybody's doing their job?
Yeah, well, we're making some adjustments. We've definitely changed some things up there defensively in the secondary. We're going to move some guys to different spots that have some experience, our seniors, that we need to rely on them if they can't get the job done. It's the best guys that we have at those spots. That we're going to make some changes, we're going to make some adjustments that, hopefully pay off on Friday with Shan, because they have athletes. Blake Harold out there at wide receiver, tight end, whatever you want. He's kind of that flex guy that he's dangerous, and that we can't let him get loose just like we did the past two games. That we got to make sure that we lock down their best receiving threat.
Yeah, and you mentioned you get a chance now here to take another Hawkeye 10 conference opponent on here in Shenandoah, and I'm sure they're feeling good about themselves. They're off to a 2-0 start, something that hasn't happened for them for a while, so they've got a little bit of confidence. Of course, you may look and say, well, it's maybe not as tough a competition, but, sometimes that doesn't matter. It just gets guys working the right direction, and when they feel good, they play better, and you're going to have a tough challenge with them.
Yeah, momentum is a great thing. It rolls downhill, it snowballs, it does everything that you want it to do when things are going good. So no, that things are going good down there right now. They've played good quality opponents. Their record shows they're 2-0. Coming in the game, we're 0-2. So we're going with that chip on our shoulder that we need to get our first win, and it doesn't matter who it's against, that we need to play well, we need to execute, and we need to make sure that we take care of our job and do our job.
Well, and when you kind of focus on what they look like and what they want to do, you already kind of mentioned, Harold there being a guy that they really want to rely on and get the ball in his hands just because he's a big guy and can make a lot of things happen. On that side of the ball offensively, what kind of looks are they going to give you?
10, 30, and 40. We've stressed it. We've emphasized it. Blake Harold, the Dickerson kid and the Gardner kid, they're three dudes. 30 and 40, Gardner and Dickerson both have 29 carries apiece. That's, 58 carries. The next closest is about six. So, they emphasize those two, and I would too. They're big, they're physical, they're downhill runners, that they kind of rotate there at that H spot or at fullback, halfback when they go into the I. And then Harold leads them in receptions. He's a big target that runs well, that they set up that passing game off of the run game. So we got to make sure that we take away the run game with Dickerson, with the Gardner kid there, that they can't do what they want to do to play action pass off of it to Harold. So we got to make sure that we're sound, we're playing good defense, that we're in our gaps. Hopefully our run defense stays the same. They've been playing very well. We don't want to overcomplicate it. The more you have to think, the slower you kind of play. So we try to keep it simple, so the kid, that way the kids play fast, they play hard, and that way we can get to our spots.
On the other side of the ball, what have you been able to see from them defensively, how they're lining up?
10, 30, and 40. Harold, Dickerson, and Gardner are their three leading tacklers as well. Blake Harold, they move him around. They put him out a little bit. The Ottawa game, play a little D-tackle, kind of like a stand-up D-tackle behind the nose to, you know, get him off of blocks. They put him at end. They put him to the tight end side. Sometimes they put him to the wide side. So it's about understanding what they're going to do with him that week. And then Dickerson and Gardner are their middle guys that they clean up a lot of messes. That those three are phenomenal athletes. They do a really good job. And that we've stressed making sure that we take care of our job, which is blocking those three, and forcing somebody else to step up for them.
I guess, you know, that maybe changes how you think at the line of scrimmage just a little bit. Obviously, you want to focus on just doing your job, but when you got a guy like that, that they're really flexing around, that you know that, hey, this is a guy that's coming from one direction or the other, obviously you need to know where that's coming from, and that's a line call each time.
Yeah, no, we're super fortunate up front. You know, our offensive linemen are pretty good thinkers. Brendan Casey out there does an amazing job. He's a smart kid. He's, you know, one of those kids that he's a multifaceted athlete with, like, football, with wrestling, with band, with choir, that he definitely communicates really well. The kids respond to him, and that he's a really smart football player for us, so Brendan helps us out a lot. And then Cohen Bruce at center for us does a great job as well, as Cohen's very vocal. He makes sure everybody's on the same page. He communicates, he calls, that those two are definitely in charge of all that. And between the two of them, that they do a really good job there of communicating, of talking, so that way the rest of the five of them are all on the same page.
Well, I know that's always one spot every year that you always talk about, you know, time to, we always use the term gel, you know, that to work together, to know what each other are doing, feel comfortable out there. Do you feel like that group's come along for you?
Yeah, no, you can definitely tell. I wasn't thrilled about it because I have to take pictures, and I hate pictures with a passion. But they definitely embrace their five, their mantra, the Hogs is what they call themselves, which is partially my fault. We used to make T-shirts when I was the O-line coach back in the day, that they really embrace it. They hang out together outside of school. They're in multiple sports together. They hang out in study halls. You see them drive around together, that those guys are probably our, by far our closest group. The O and D line get along really well. They definitely push each other in practice. They definitely irritate, pick on, bully at times like each other when it comes to getting better. They don't take plays off. They don't relax. We got Evan Sorensen, Miles Mundorf on the D-line that they will give full effort every play, every down against Tristan and Nate and those guys at practice. Sometimes we have to separate them, but it's just like it's a family, it's a brother thing that those guys then at the end of practice are in the locker room, joke around, messing around, hanging out with each other. But in practice, it's definitely they get after it, that they do a really good job of pushing each other on both sides of the ball there, that they do an amazing job with all eight of them, nine of them, Armstrong and Brendan. Casey play a little DNs for us as well, that we can pretty much have our one-on-ones the whole time at practice, that we're definitely pushing ourselves and getting better. And it's a really fun thing to see that how tight they really are, to be able to push each other and not just do the old buddy system or, oh, you got me this time type of play, that they really do a good job of pushing each other, pushing buttons at times, that they want to get the best out of each other, and that's how they do it.
Well, and when you look at this game in particular, this might be kind of one where I know you've talked about wanting to build that depth further, and you feel like this year is one of those years where you finally started to do that a little bit, allowing guys not to play all the time each side of the ball. Obviously, Shenandoah's got some guys that are going to do that, and they've proven that they can go out and do that. But here's an opportunity for your team that has some of that depth maybe to go out there and prove it later on in the late in the game that, hey, this is going to be an advantage for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely want to wear on people. You want to make sure that they're not at their finest, their best, their 100% the whole time. That comes with being in shape. That comes with conditioning. That comes with being able to have breaks, have rests, and really rotating those guys in that we need to. We're very fortunate that only Brendan goes both ways on our O&D line. And then the backup for him that we sub in every once in a while is Xavier Darrow, a young sophomore that we have that comes in. We have Alex Kaiser that gets reps in at those spots. D-line wise, we have guys, Reed Woodyard can pop in and out every once in a while. Nathan Kaiser can then go in a series. Tristan can go in a series. Cohen can come in at end. That those guys aren't forced to go both ways the whole time. Or they have one series, okay, the next guy's in. That we're very fortunate that we can keep those guys more fresh, and it's definitely shown throughout a lot of our games that that's where we've been able to get some big plays. We've been able to protect Caden better. We've been able to get after the pass rush better, and that's why I don't think teams can consistently run on us yet. That, you know, we've given up some big plays, but overall consistently, you know, we take out a couple runs, our run defense has been very good. So I think that's where a lot of that stuff comes from, with being able to be fresh and repping that stuff in practice over and over and getting really good at one craft.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing maybe that complete game come together here for you this week, and we'll be there to watch along with you. We appreciate your time once again here this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to see it too. I want to see that complete game from the kids and be able to perform up to our potential and finish a game.
All right, that's Atlantic head coach Joe Brummer. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.